I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. This native fall-blooming perennial flower was supposedly named after the goddess Astraea, who cried for the dead on earth killed in wars. Each tear turned to stardust that, once it touched the earth, sprouted into an aster. It's certainly true that asters blanket abandoned fields, roadways, and gardens this time of year. Asters are also known as the Michaelmas daisy because they bloom on the Feast of St. Michael's at the end of September. Gardeners love asters for their toughness, beautiful fall color, and ease of growing. The two species most commonly grown in our area are the New York and New England aster. New York asters grow about 2 feet tall, while the New England varieties grow 3 feet or more. New York asters also tend to be more susceptible to powdery mildew disease. Both species produce star-shaped flowers in colors such as white, pink, lavender, and red. The allure of the aster is this beautiful fall color. It blooms with goldenrods, creating a perfect color combination from September until frost. Asters are also tough plants, surviving in USDA Zone 4 and coming back consistently every year. Some good varieties to look for are Purple Dome with loads of lavender-colored flowers, Almapachki with red flowers, and Puff, a nice white aster. Asters grow best in full to part sun on moist, well-drained soil. Stake tall varieties to prevent them from flopping over, or pinch the tops of asters in July to stimulate a bushier, shorter plant. In spring, every 3 to 4 years, you may need to divide your asters if you have a large and unruly plant. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about persimmons. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.